everyone. This is Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast. I am your host, as always. Something in my throat there. Jacob, and again, we got another fun list. Now, Will Kane on his show on ESPN used to always say, list radio is the worst, yet he still did it. And I guess that's my opinion on the subject as well. There's something about top 10 lists that always get me fired up to come on here and record. So, today's topic is the best albums of 2001. 2001 was a very bad year in world history, but for music it was a very good year. Especially in the metal community, which, as I look more and more at my list, all my albums are somewhat heavy metal, one kind of punk style album. But there were other albums, I'm sure, that were really good. Mine just happened to be metal. So this is my list of the top 10 albums of 2001. And really, this is such a loaded year. Some bands that didn't even make the list are Rammstein, Slayer, and even also... Oh, there's another big band that I'm not thinking of. Meh, whatever. I'm sure it'll come to me by the time I get to number 2. So, let's get started here. Number 10 is a band I hate, but I can't admit that I hate this album because it's actually quite good. And that is Iowa by the band Slipknot. This album's very heavy. This album, though, has definitely some bright spots. It's by far Slipknot's best album and the best the band ever was or probably ever will be. But yeah, that's why they're number 10. I wouldn't say I love this album, but I really do like it. Number 9 is Jane Doe by Convergence. Jane Doe, I think, is obviously very underproduced, and I don't think it's the centerpiece album a lot of other people like to put it. Like, a lot of people with Jane Doe, when they talk about, like, more so, I guess, metalcore, like to put that album somewhere in the middle of the room. I'd put it probably at the side of the room. It's a good album, but... in such a stacked year, most years this album would be a lot higher. Let's say it came out in 2002, but for this year, it's such a stacked year. This one, I don't think it holds up to some of the albums above it. It's not bad, though. It is quite heavy. So, number 8 is Leaving Your Body Map by Mondolin of the Well. This album is the first true B+ I'd have on this list. It's an absolutely phenomenal album to the extent that it's very unique, probably the most unique thing on this list other than my number 4. Well, I am number 3. It's definitely up there, though, in terms of creativity. Oh, just give me one sec. Yeah, right now I'm having a problem with my speakers. That's why I've been playing around with it. So if you hear a high-pitched noise, that's what it is. And yes, I've already done a lot of editing, so... I can't edit this part out, unfortunately. I'm a little too deep. So Leaving Your Body Map is the second part to another album that comes... well, I'll just spoil it. It's higher up on this list. And it's not a bad sequel. It just doesn't have the same charm as my number 4 entry. But I'll get there eventually. Mondolin of the Well only had like 4 albums. And it's a shame because their music's so good and so creative. And so much just life is just infused into it. Also, a lot of different kind of elements to it. It's not all just hardcore metal. A lot of it, there is jazz elements. There's also a lot of chill moments to the album. Number 7 is the first punk entry, which is The Unraveling by Rise Against. This is just a really fun album. It's not phenomenal, like it's not an A-, but it's an album that has... I think it's some of the best punk music's ever been. And it also has some elements of metal in terms of how heavy it is at certain points. Like, the title track, Alive and Well, is like a jump beat to my heart. It's like a defibrillator. Exciting song. Then it goes into Take My Hand. Just really good transitions on this album. I really enjoy it. It'd definitely be in my top 10 favorite punk albums, too. Number 6 is a German thrash metal band called Sodom, and the album's called M16. Just listen to the song Napalm in the Morning and you'll understand why it's number six. Sodom, I think, is a little underappreciated by the more casual metal fans, but the hardcores know who they are. Number five is Blackwater Park by Opeth. When I look at this album as a whole, I think there's a lot of problems with it. But I think the high points of it, like Bleak and the closing track of Blackwater Park, are such good songs, even Patterns in the Ivy, that it's able to boost it up ahead of some of these other ones on the list. And Opeth's just a phenomenal band. I mean, they definitely do get mixed reception, but I think Blackwater Park is in their top five albums. The hits on this album are incredible, and it's just really fun to jam along to. Number four, this is an album I've been really into lately. It's called Bath by Mandolin of the Well, or Mondolin of the Well, however you say it. This album is so phenomenal, I don't know how to put it into words. There's not a single problem I have with this album. It's just the three ahead of it are just better. This is an album that's entered my top 50 list and could very well enter my top 20 list, which has not happened since Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Airplane Over the Sea. This album, you gotta listen to it to understand it. It's about astral projection, it's about depression, and it's just a perfect mixture of hardcore, good mixture of metal, a good mix of those relaxing moments. The opening is phenomenal. It's called Blue. It's Blue something. I could pull it up. It's just a lot of work. But really, this whole album is building up to one song, which is Birth Pains of Astral Projections, the name of the song. And this is just a wild song. It also feels kind of like the first climax of the album, because the last song, Geography, is definitely a perfect closer. But that's what it feels like. It feels like we've already heard the best this album has. Now we have a nice soft closer. And Geography is definitely a really good song as well. There's also They Can't All Be Beautiful. It's okay. Really heavy. Not bad. They have The Ferryman, which is an odd song. Really heavy. Really good. Heaven and Week on this album is phenomenal. If you're going to listen to one song on this album, I definitely recommend Heaven and Week because it's not as heavy as Birth Pains of Astral Projection. Yeah, that's my number four. My number three is Amnesiac by Radiohead. Some people call this a B-side to Kid A. I think it's straight up better than Kid A. Pyramid Song is probably my top 10 greatest songs ever written. Pyramid Song is so brilliant, it's hard to put it into words. You and What Army is also amazing, and so is Knives Out, which, big mistake by that movie, not using that song. Radiohead is just so much better than almost every other band that it's tough to even categorize what genre they'd even be in. This is definitely not metal. Radiohead's not metal at all, but Amnesiac I'd highly recommend listening to if you like Radiohead, or even if you just kind of like rock in general, I think you'd enjoy this. Number two is my second favorite album of all time, which is Tool Lateralis. I think this album is everything Tool. This album represents Tool. It has its comedic moments, in sort of in the form of Ticks and Leeches. It has its heavy, deep, inspirational moments like Parable, Parabola. It has those songs of intrigue like Lateralis and Schism. And it has songs about just how as humans we all connect, such as The Grudge and letting things go. As someone who doesn't let things go and holds grudges, that song is something I definitely need to listen to more. I try not to hold a grudge, but there's certain points in my life where I don't forget stuff. And you know, that song's always a reminder that sometimes it's necessary. Even the underappreciated tracks like The Patient is really good. And it kind of, if I have maybe a critique, the ending of the album isn't perfect. It kind of goes out with a whimper, not really a bang, but that's okay. Besides that, the album's absolute perfection. Lateralis, though, definitely in a vacuum is sort of... No, I'd say Reflection. If you could have just cut the album off after Reflection, it would have been the same. I guess that's my only critique. Number One is my favorite album ever made. I think this album is so brilliant, it's hard to put it into words. I think it is the best metals ever produced. I think it's the best any group of musicians have ever been able to make, music-wise. And that's Toxicity by System of a Down. Toxicity is organized chaos. It's a version of Controlled Mayhem. The first song sets this up perfectly, called The Prison Song, where symbolically it kind of tells you that this is going to be wild, but you'll understand. That's what it's trying to tell you. The prison is kind of metaphorical, in my opinion, of... This album does have constraints, but it is going to push the envelope. Another great track I love is Deer Dance. It's really, really catchy, even though the theme of the song I probably can't talk about on this podcast. Chop Suey's excellent, obviously. Bounce is a fun song. The Forest is an underrated gem, although I think it's been in some top 10 lists lately, so maybe I'm a little behind on that. My favorite System song, which is Toxicity's on the album. Obviously, that's the title track. Short yawn there. You got the song Psycho, which is... Do I have to say anymore? Then you close with Aerials. One of the best closers in music history. Just a lot of good on this album. Like, when I listen to this album, I just think... This is the pinnacle of music, and it will never get better than this. And I mean that. Tool may be my favorite band, but System of a Down found a way to pack perfection into an album. The only thing I would truly call 10 out of 10. Lateralis I could call a 9.9, but this album's truly the only 10 I can give. Until I die, sadly, the only album I will ever be able to give a 10. Like a true 10. Anyways, thanks for listening. I didn't mean for it to get depressing there at the end, but God bless, praise Christ, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you come back.